Meeting come to order. Welcome to our public meeting. Today's date is Thursday, June 15th, 2023. Time is 9:01. And roll call, please.
David Hossie Sanchez.
Here.
Billy Smith.
Here.
John Buffington.
Here.
Margaret Brown. Bob Petrie.
Move on to the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Buffington, when you leave us,
I will do that. I pledge allegiance to the flag
Move on to the approval of agenda. Any changes? Motion approved.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second.
Second.
Buffington. Got a motion, a second. In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Approval of minutes of May 11th, 2023. That the, for the regular meeting. Approved minutes for the regular meeting.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I've got motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now let's approve the minutes for May 11, 2023 for the second meeting.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, down to commissioners report. Any commissioners? Okay, I'm down to agency directly report.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, audience, Andy Trejo here, Executive Director of the New Mexico Racing Commission. A brief report on racing in New Mexico. I've been very busy the last month. I visited Sunray Park on closing weekend. I had a great time, and I want to thank management there and Commissioner Buffington for their fine Farmington hospitality. We really enjoyed the races there on Preakness Day. From a business perspective, from what I understand, Sunray signal going into the Canadian market was pretty decent. It helped them out a little bit, and it's probably going to help boost their numbers 2023 versus 2022, but we'll probably look to Mr. Pinek for that report on that, as he's been keeping us somewhat abreast on how the Canadian market's been playing out with their signal. So I congratulate them. I also want to thank Sunray Park management, Dan Morning, Mr. Sanchez, the Dams at Albuquerque for helping the horsemen out and working out a deal to accommodate the horses that were at Sunray Park after the close of the meet. Down to that, but he decided to open their barn area up early so we can have a house of those horses that were didn't necessarily have a place to go. So we certainly want to thank everyone that was involved in that, as I believe, and hopefully the horsemen were very grateful for that. The inspection at Rio Doso Downs went well. A lot of construction was going on. It was kind of a neat to see the construction going on a week before the meet started, and then also be there on opening weekend, see the completion of the construction. They must have been working a long, long day to get it done, but it was great. Experienced the time in the new restaurant there. That was good. Experienced some of the entertainment they put in the new entertainment venue, a massive tent right behind the grandstand. That was really cool to listen to the entertainment in there. The acoustics were real nice. So I really enjoyed it. I think everyone needs to get out there this summer for a trip to Rio Doso Downs. They enjoy this new race experience that they've got for fans to experience that. So I would suggest that. The implementation of the HISA anti-doping programs got off to a start at Rio Doso Downs. A little bit bumpy, but we believe it'll all get worked out and ironed out eventually. But I want to certainly take a moment to thank Dr. Victoria Lowe, Dr. Alyssa Butler, two veterinarians, regulatory veterinarians that came in from Arizona to help us out in New Mexico this summer. It's very apparent that they took their jobs and advocating for the welfare of the horse very serious. We hadn't really experienced that a whole lot in New Mexico from our regulatory vets in my 7 years here. But I think their approach takes us on the right track where we need to go as an industry, as the spotlight on animal welfare continues to shine brighter and brighter. So I appreciate what these two girls have in their repertoire as advocating for the animals. And of course, they've got to make tough decisions, and it's probably going to make some people mad occasionally, but I think they have us going in the right direction. And then when you look at the big picture, it's certainly going to be well needed here in New Mexico. So that's what I have. I'm looking for any questions.
Any questions? We'll move on to New Mexico Horse Breeders.
Good morning, Commissioners. Mary Barber, New Mexico Horse Breeders Association. I'll go over my final reports for Sunray Park. In 21 days, Sunray Park ran a total of 68 restricted New Mexico bred races. Of those, there were 29 thoroughbred overnights, 25 quarter horse overnights, 6 quarter horse trials, 4 thoroughbred stakes, and 4 quarter horse stakes. The total contribution for the restricted overnight races was $211,500. And for the stakes races, it was $490,000, which was $60,000 more than had been planned because we did add an additional 60 for the second division of the Jimmy Drake Stakes. So in total, the contribution was $701,500, and this is $143,000 more than was contributed in 2022. They averaged 3.24 restricted races per day. There were 33 thoroughbred, 35 quarter horses, and they were plus 5 for the 3 a day. For the average field size, the New Mexico bred overnight races for thoroughbreds averaged 8.42 horses. For the quarter horses, they averaged 9.24 for a combined average field size of 8.80. So very full fields. For New Mexico breds running in open overnight races in their 21 days, 481 New Mexico breds ran open. And of those, 142 came in first, second, or third. And that's 30%. There were 65 thoroughbreds, 77 quarter horses, and the total contribution for these horses was $160,480.90. And those are my reports.
Thank you so much. Any questions for Ms. Harper? Good. Okay. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to Commissioner Buffington. Can you move on to closed session?
I would make that motion. I move that the commission enter into executive session to discuss pending litigation, licensing matters, and for deliberation in connection with legal proceedings as identified under item number 7 of the meeting agenda in accordance to NRSA 1978 sections 10-15-1, H1, 3, and 7 of the Open Meetings Act.
Okay, I'm going to move. So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second.
Second.
Second. Okay. Got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're now in executive session. Mr. Buffer, can you bring us back into open session, please?
Yes, Richard's normally going to do that, I think.
We'll let Richard do it.
Attest to what we talked about.
All right. Honorable Commissioners, I hereby attest that during the closed session, the only matters discussed were the items listed in the agenda. Basically, and in terms of legal updates, they were just that. No decisions were made. And on the other matters, essentially, I understand the commission will want to entertain some motions in open session on those licensing matters.
Something's going on with this person in PL. There might be some noise, but you're there.
You're there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not on
the TV. You're not on the TV?
No, they're not on
maybe
there. That's what I'm saying.
Turn
it off.
Oh. Yeah, wait. I didn't know I had the control here. I didn't know that I had the volume.
Sorry.
I'm blaming her.
Yeah,
that's
totally
all wrong. That's what you were asking.
I'm sorry.
Can you see it now?
Yeah, there they are. There they are.
Sorry, I didn't know that's what you were asking.
That's okay.
Maybe I want to update later, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Software will update. Okay. There we go.
Okay, well, I got a motion to come back into open session, right? That's a motion.
No, no, you.
That's a motion. All righty. We'll move on to unfinished new business and or action items. Okay. A, request ratification of approval of the 2023 AQHA enforcement team at Rio Doce Downs.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, the agencies respectfully request ratification of approval to utilize the 2023 AQHA enforcement team with the list of investigators from other jurisdictions as submitted. Mike Morris from Indiana, Harold Davids Jr. from Indiana, Don McAllister from Indiana, Juan Estrada from Arizona, Caitlin Caputo, Arizona, Connie Estes, Texas, Jim Blodgett, Texas, Greg Evans, Oklahoma, Jacqueline Lee, Pennsylvania, and Christy Cruz from New Mexico.
And this will be at different times or what?
Yes, this will be throughout the Redoto race meet during the trials, during the finals, and as well as the All American trials and finals.
Okay, will they let us know when they're going to be there or?
Yeah, we coordinated with the AQHA
okay.
And Redoto Downs as well. They help out significantly. And so there's a lot of coordination between the three different entities.
Okay. Well, good. They help out quite a bit.
Yeah, they unfortunately found a rule violation right before the All-American last year and
wow.
Caused the favorite to get scratched.
Well, that was them.
The boots on the ground that we really appreciate.
Oh, good. Okay. Any motion to approve it?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Washington. We got a motion to second. All in favor?
All right.
All opposed? None? Okay. Move on to B. Request for ratification of approval of extending deadline for renewal of 2024 primary license to the tracks.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. We're respectfully requesting ratification for approval as we drew up a new license application for renewal license for the racetracks. And we got it out a little later than what we wanted. Because we went back to the drawing board a handful of times to get it straightened up. This is where we liked it. So in all fairness to the racetracks, well, we changed the deadline from the traditional June 1st deadline, given that whole month of June, which is June 30th.
So those will all be back in June by June 30th?
Yeah, and if we have to give the gold star to anyone, Mr. Steve Perdunek submitted this today.
Oh, good.
All six copies, Steve.
He only brought one. So minor deduction. Yellow star.
I'll be in touch. I'll be in touch, Steve.
Are they in a binder? Red, white, and blue binder?
Steve, I only see a little vanilla folder, so probably not.
Any motion?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington. I got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Nothing left. Okay. Move on to C. Requests for the approval of Sunray Park, Downs of Albuquerque Slot Agreement.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, the agencies submitted a slot allocation agreement between Sunray Park and the Downs of Albuquerque. This agreement was renewed, but pursuant to the Game Control Act, this agreement must be approved by the State Racing Commission. I believe there was only a very, very minor adjustment of the number of slot machines.
How many slots do you have from one
team? I thought there was no team.
I was told it was up to 150. A difference of five slot machines.
But there's a spokesperson for DA, but the
what do you say?
It says 150.
Up to 150.
Some place I saw they added 3. So it's 150 now.
We got 150 now.
So it was 147 before
here. Or 145.
145, okay. Okay, and as 150 is the most we can have from another track?
Well, 750 total, each track's 600. So 150 would put down to Albuquerque at the max.
So they can have more than 750 machines.
They cannot have more than 750.
Okay. I need a motion approved.
Don't move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington. You got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? Okay, that approved. Okay, approved for Sunray Park.
Steve Kadunak for Sunray Park. Good afternoon, Chairman Sanchez, Commissioner Smith, Commissioner Buffington, Director Trejo. We are requesting ratification of the approval to amend our 2023 ranking officials. One in particular, Javier Menares, as a valid.
So we have a motion approved.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington. Got a motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, second one would be a request for ratification of approval to amend our post times and wagering format on May the 20th. That was Preakness Day.
Need a motion?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington. All in favor?
Aye.
Did that move on? And you're done.
Did you want to update on the meet?
Yeah, give us an update on it since you're here.
Real, like that. Yeah. Real quickly, because that's fine. Essentially, we did very well handle-wise. We exceeded last year, which you would have expected because we have more days. But on-track handle, we did in excess of 665,000 dollars. We did 669,000. Just from Canada alone, and we did all international and in-state. So Canada and in-state handle was 908,000. Since that point in time, we had another 854,000 from our separate pool international. And that was just for April. We're currently awaiting the May numbers. So we're hoping that it should be somewhere around the same amount. And if so, that'll put us words of 2.5 million.
So the Canadians like you for some reason, huh?
The Canadians like us, and if they like us, I think it bodes well for the rest of the tracks in the state too. I think that that there could be some good things for us internationally. A lot of the tracks are already in deals with Canada, but in particular the international, I think we show that if they like something, I'm sure they're going to like the rest of the New Mexico product too. So I think it will
work out.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Kudos for the initiative to make that happen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Approvals for Rizzo's and Downs. With Ricardo.
We look good on that.
Morning, Commissioners.
Morning, Mr. Bob. Well, afternoon, I mean.
Afternoon, just barely. Yes. Chairman, Commissioners, Ruidoso Downs is requesting approval to amend our racing officials. We had to replace an assistant starter. Alejandro Cruz came on board replacing Faustino Rodriguez.
Got a motion approved.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington. Got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? Hey, what do you got? What else you got, Brett?
Item two, request ratification of approval to amend our 2023 post times for opening weekend. We ran 16 races on the Friday and Saturday, May the 26th and 27th. And we moved our post time to a noon post time for the Rio Dosa Purity Trials.
Need a motion?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second?
Second, Buffington.
A motion second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioners. Item number three, request ratification of approval to amend our 2023 purse schedule. We ask for approval to enhance our trial purses by $2,000 per trial and a 10% purse increase across the board for all races, overnight races.
Need a motion approved?
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second? Second, Buffington. A motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Well, thank you, Mr. Bond. Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, brief update. Currently, Rio Dosa Downs is up 13%. On track, in state, on Rio Dosa Downs is up 4.5%.
Doing good.
So far, so good.
Your attorney, Billy Blackburn, said, say hello. He's here.
So he's been here all day. So if he comes,
represent, Billy, represent.
You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah. he's pretty good to me.
Yeah.
You need to ask these other guys.
You need to talk to your boss here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll call him and tell him what happened.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Down to Albuquerque. Come on, Beth. Front and center.
This is going to be good.
Commissioners, I regret that there's nothing interesting on here. Beth McKinney Downs at Albuquerque. We are requesting approval of our 2023 racing officials.
You guys take a look at this
one? So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second?
Second, Buffington.
A motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Downs at Albuquerque, your request approval to amend our 2023 stake schedule.
Okay. Your motion approved?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
I have a question regarding stakes, and that is to do with the overall percentage of stakes money versus overnight money. I think historically it's been 20%-ish. Is that still?
Yes, sir.
That's still the number?
Yeah, but that wasn't anything to do with this amendment.
I know. But
okay. Yes, sir.
Question about state. Second, Buffington.
Oh, okay. Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That's it, Deb. See?
Thank you.
We did go. We'll send a good report back to Donnie.
Well, maybe next time we can have more interesting items.
we'll let them know that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, food for Zia Park.
Chairman, this is Chris McElane on behalf of Zia Park. We have our 2023 stall application for both thoroughbreds and quarter horses on the agenda for approval.
Any questions? And then a motion to approve?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second?
Second, Buffington.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, move on to Mr. Cardenas. Front and center, please. We discussed your case here. One thing I'm disappointed that you didn't tell us about your background. Next time you come before us, make sure you disclose everything today. It will make life a lot easier. Is it all right? Is it anything else? Richard?
And honorable commissioners, it's my understanding that the commission would like to entertain a motion regarding the possible issuance of licensure for Christian Cardenas. The motion would be to allow him to present himself to the Board of Stewards to apply for an exercise license, with the condition being that he would have to test every 2 weeks through the terms of his probation, and that he would be responsible for all the costs associated with such testing.
Need a motion to
so move, Commissioner Smith.
Thank him, I guess. So
yeah,
so license. Yeah. Okay.
And I will. Buffington, second.
Second. Okay, we've got a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, we're good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sorry, take care of yourself and that family, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You bet. And give him another donut. Celebrate a little bit. Hearings officers report, okay?
Honorable commissioners, it's my understanding that the commission would like to entertain a motion to basically adopt in full, basically, the hearing officer's order of dismissal, which basically provides that all of the disciplinary penalties contained in the steward's ruling would basically carry to effect into the commission's decision.
Okay. Need a motion to
so move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So, now we'll move down to J. Possible initiation of disciplinary action for Sunray Park.
Honorable,
should we handle all these at once?
Or I think separate motions.
Yeah. Separate motions?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Sunray Park.
Honorable commissioners, it's my understanding that the commission would like to entertain a motion regarding the incident, the licensing matter on Sunray Park, where earlier this year they unfortunately made incorrect payouts, that the commission would like to issue a letter of warning to Sunray Park on that matter.
Make a motion to move that letter, yes?
No.
Oh, no, yeah, so moved. I guess you
can do it. So moved. So moved, Commissioner Smith. Second.
Second, Buffington.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Go on to United Tote and Global Tote.
Honorable commissioners, it's my understanding that regarding the licensing matter of United Tote and Global Tote, that the commission would like to entertain a motion to turn over to the Board of Stewards this matter for possible disciplinary action.
So move, Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second, Buffington.
I've got a
motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Round three, Sunland Park.
Honorable commissioners, it's my understanding that the commission would like to entertain a motion regarding the licensing matter of Sunland Park, to issue a notice of contemplated discipline against Sunland Park for the scenario where they unfortunately had employed an unlicensed outrider.
For the amount?
And the proposed amount would be a $2,500 fine. Thank you, Commissioner Smith.
Okay, so Commissioner Smith, second.
Second, Buffington.
No motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's it. Okay, that's it.
You can just adjourn.